The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. How many times does a snake have to bite you before you realize it's a snake? The answer to that may seem so obvious that the question seems ridiculous. However, that's exactly what we have with the governor's and Greg Stumbo's proposal for casino gambling at the horse tracks in Kentucky. In 1988, Greg Stumbo, also then a member of the legislature, pushed the Kentucky Lottery Bill. He, along with others, promised Kentucky people that the bill included no provision for, quote, slot machines or anything like that. Yet now, as Speaker of the House, he is saying that the lottery law allows for slot machines at the horse tracks. What's wrong with this picture? Kentucky citizens were also told in the push for a lottery that the money would go for education. Yet not one dime went for education for 10 years. It all went into the general fund, or perhaps someone's pocket. At any rate, it would be 10 years later before any money started going into education from the lottery. And it wouldn't have happened then, except watchdog groups in Frankfurt were finally able to flush out enough evidence that the powers that be could no longer hide it and had to begin to shift some of the money to education. How many times does a snake have to bite you for you to know it's a snake? Greg Stumbo is now saying that this bill he sponsors to bring slot machines to the horse tracks in this state will produce $1.2 billion in revenue for the state. The Legislative Research Commission, which exists for the purpose of bringing integrity to the whole legislative process, says his plan will produce something like half that much, $676 million. Why would Stumbo promote this much larger number than the Research Commission? How many times do we have to be bitten to recognize something around us is wrong? Governor Steve Beshear promised in his campaign that the people of Kentucky should decide this gambling thing on a ballot vote. While I'm not for that, since we send legislators to Frankfurt to do this very thing, Beshear's integrity should be considered here. He is now trying to push a bill through the legislature to bring casino-type gambling to the horse tracks without the people voting on a constitutional amendment to allow it. His exact words in the campaign were, quote, "It is time to put this question on the ballot and let the people of Kentucky decide. As governor of this state," he said, "I will make sure that the people have an opportunity to make that choice." How many times does you get the picture. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." When someone says one thing and does another, they have borne false witness. The Bible tells us, quote, to put away all lying. It says, "Thou shalt not raise a false report." When you exaggerate numbers and make promises you don't keep, you have spoken a, quote, false report. America's founders taught us to never give our vote to those who have lied to us, much less believe them more than once. Noah Webster, the father of America's original education method, wrote in his history book to young people these revealing words. He said, quote, "When you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public officers, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers, quote, just men who will rule in the fear of God." That's a quote from Exodus 19. Just men who will rule in the fear of God. Should we listen to these wild promises about income for the state and all that's promised concerning casino-type gambling at the horse tracks? How many times do you have to be bitten to know there's a snake in the grass? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries, Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.